Welcome to Deep, where we invite you to take the plunge and dive deeper into a daily encounter with God's living Word. Journey with a collection of personal reflections of other souls as we all draw nearer and deeper to God's heart.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Host Check here for another episode of Grateful Thursday here at Deep. Before we start, let me ask you a question to ponder with as we dive into the Word today. Kapatid, do you seek joy? Do you seek satisfaction in life? The Gospel for today is taken from the book of John, chapter 15, verses 9 to 11. Glory to you, O Lord. As the Father loves me, so I also loves you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. Brothers and sisters, the good news of our salvation. Praise thee, O Lord Jesus Christ. Mga kapatid, bilang tao, we are all bound to seek for joy and satisfaction in life. Pwedeng yung dream job mo, dream girl mo, dream house, dream vacation, dream travel, at kung ano-ano pang pangarap which is rooted to something temporary. And honestly speaking, I am one of them who jumps from one bandwagon to another in the journey of finding something that will satisfy these desires of my heart. And sad to say, each time I reach one dream from one another to another and to another, and I don't know kung ako lang or kung makarelate man kayo, that there will always be an empty space na hindi mapupunan ng mga bagay na ito kahit ano pa man ang gawin mo or kahit ano pa man yung makamit mo. Well, don't get me wrong, kapatid. I'm not saying na masamang mangarap, at lalong-lalo na hindi masama ang pagkamit sa mga pangarap natin sa buhay. But if you all have these dreams of yours, if your happiness is based on that alone, if your satisfaction is bounded to those temporary things lang, you will never ever be completely happy. Palaging meron at merong kulang. And yan ang gusto kong i-share sa inyo this morning, which is kahit gaano ka pakalayo sa pagkamit ng pangarap mo, as long as you are grateful for what you have as you work towards these dreams, then true joy is indeed possible. That is the true joy that God is speaking in this gospel today. Kadalasan kasi, we focus too much on those things that we lack. And sa generation natin ngayon, lalo na at araw-araw tayong nasa social media, it is really easy for us to see the things na kulang sa atin. It is so easy to fall into the trap of comparison and worse, envy. Because trust me, kapatid, the world we are in right now will always make us believe that our lives is incomplete, that we are not worthy, that we are not capable of being truly happy. That is the norm, kapatid, because that is the nature of this world. But ano pa man ang gustong ipaniwala sa atin ng mundong ito, what matters is how you respond to it. And one thing I learned is that when we start to be grateful in what we have, we see Jesus in everything. We see Jesus in everyone. And we see Jesus everywhere we are. That void in our hearts is filled. We feel so complete, and we start to falsify the standards of the world on true happiness. we start to see how blessed we are and eventually lead us to pay it forward and make gratitude our default attitude. Can I lead you into prayer? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus, I know that I'm so far away yet on my dreams. But still thank you, because it let us discern on your dreams for us instead. I know that sometimes I feel so down because of disappointed expectations in this world. But still thank you, because this reminds us that you are in control. I know that sometimes we fumble on these temporary things this world is offering. But still thank you, because I know that you have always been on our side in every decision that we make, every step that we take. Thank you, Jesus, for always teaching us to be humble and grateful on whatever this world has to throw on us. All of this we pray in your mighty name. Amen and amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you once again for always tuning in with us here at Deep. And always remember that gratitude is still and will always be the best attitude if you want to reach the highest altitude. God bless everyone.